We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steelers picked up 9 players in the NFL draft. No one has a better handle on those prospects than our next guest. And by the way, those 9 picks, that headline brought to you by Dollar Bank at low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. He is a CBS Sports NFL draft expert. He is a Tartan, a Carnegie Mellon alum. CMU touting that they have so many people that have appeared in the Star Wars movies and the Star Wars shows like The Mandalorian today. They're very big on pumping their people that have, I guess, achieved their dreams and been a part of those shows and movies. I'm talking about Ryan Wilson back with us on The Fan. Ryan, are you a Star Wars guy?
Yeah, I'm old enough to where I think I saw the first one when I was like 3 or 4 years old. So, yeah, I'm all in on Star Wars. My kids love it, so that's great. But a lot of people my age just think it's ridiculous, and I think those people are insane.
Well, I don't think George Lucas could write I don't think George Lucas can write dialogue. So as I like the 3 original movies, Ryan, as I get older, but like, man, some of the stuff he tried to write, it's like, dude, people don't talk like that.
Huh.
Oh, don't get me wrong. The Jar Jar Binks stuff, that needs to be erased off the face of the planet. But that was a rough patch.
How about the new ones like Mandalorian? Do you like that, Ryan? Do you like that show?
Love it. I love that. And part of it, I'll be honest with you, at my age, I have 2 kids, it's an escape. I can just pretend that I'm in another world. I don't have to deal with real-world problems. And it's part nostalgia and part I'm still, you know.
Ryan, my son is 2.5. Can I start watching The Mandalorian with him, or do I still have to stick with Blippi for right now?
Yeah, you know what's funny? I waited until I think about 4.5, and I would show specific YouTube clips. First YouTube clip I showed my son at the time was the battle scene on Hoth with the AT-ATs and Luke Skywalker, you know, saving the day there. So that's where I started. But yeah, you can't just go both feet into the deep in the pool because you'll have to hear about it from your wife.
If Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader are like Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence, everyone has a take on those characters. Give me kind of a diamond in the rough Star Wars character that Ryan Wilson's a fan of.
Well, I mean, growing up, like I said, in the late 70s, Lando Calrissian's a home run, man.
Thank you. Yes.
He had the cape. He had the Millennium Falcon. And then he had that hairdo. That's, you know, 3 for 3 right there.
Okay. Give me the pick from this Steelers draft that you would say, based on where the Steelers got him, it was their best value pick in this draft, Ryan.
I'm going to go with, you know, I'll give you 2. Quincy Roche went at the bottom of the 6th. I had a late 3rd round, early 4th round, graded him. So that got a lot of value there. But when you watch Quincy Roche, I wanted to like him more than I did, and I didn't love him. So I understand why he slipped. But I think he has potential to be a really good player. But the pick that I love the most, and I still think they got at least a round's worth of value, is Kendrick Green, the guard / center at Illinois. When I was watching him this spring, I was blown away at how athletic he was. And how I hadn't heard more about him. But, I mean, you think about Illinois football. People aren't talking a lot about Illinois football, and you understand why. But he's athletic. He plays with an edge. And I said earlier, he reminds me in terms of the anger with which he plays of Chris Kimuatu. But I think he's a much better player, and he has that versatility to play either center or guard. And I was ecstatic when they got him there because we were all thinking, I would imagine you guys were the same in round 2. Okay, we took a tight end, but no one saw that coming. And it's a fire me if I like. But I don't know if we need him, the Steelers need him in the 2nd round. So I love what they did in the 3rd round. And I think he's going to quietly be, you know, one of my favorite picks out of this draft class.
How hard do you think it's going to be for Kendrick Green to switch over to playing center in the NFL?
He actually played a little bit at Illinois, so that's the good news. And he has some experience there, and he did okay with that transition. We'll see what it looks like. But it's funny you mention that, because we talk all the time during the pre-draft process, well, here's a tackle that has short arms, so he needs to kick inside, and here's a guard that's going to have to play center. And we just say it, you know, flippantly, like it's no big deal. These guys are literally changing jobs, so that has to be taken into consideration, and that's why it's so hard sometimes to judge an offensive tackle that's a sixth-round pick ended up being a fourth-round pick as a guard. We don't know what it looks like, but Green does have experience there, so that's good news. I'm sure the Steelers are certainly happy about that experience. They were able to see that, and I don't think it's going to be – I think it's going to be an upgrade at the position, and I think he's going to play sooner rather than later. Mm.
Now, Ryan, how good do you think Pat is going to be able to be, especially early on?
Yeah, so it was surprising. The funny thing about Pat Freiermuth, he looks like a traditional inline tight end, but he spent a lot of time in the slot. And the offense ran through him, which is encouraging as he comes to the Steelers, that he, you know, he knows what it means to be the centerpiece of an offense. He won't have to do that here, so that's good. But I would imagine they're going to ask him to block more. And we'll see how quickly he's able to assimilate in that role, because we know Eric Ebron is more of a deep threat than a pass blocker or a run blocker, that is. And I think the idea is that new offense, new offensive coordinator, we're going to have a different look and maybe more two tight end sets. It would certainly seem to indicate that, given that Freiermuth was drafted in the second round. And not only two tight end sets, but two tight end sets where both tight ends are out in pass routes on some occasions and creating mismatch situations there. So I was shocked by the pick in that I just didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. But after some reflection, I like it. I think if you didn't want to take the seventh or eighth offensive tackle at that point, but you wanted to get the second tight end, and that was a value for you, and even though the media wasn't onto that, that doesn't mean the Steelers weren't thinking about it, then I understand why they did it. And I think they did a good job later in the draft of addressing the other concerns that a lot of fans had.
Ryan Wilson is Pony and Muller's favorite draft expert from CBSSports.com, Carnegie Mellon Zone. And so I don't know how this exactly happened, but I'm watching the draft on Saturday, Ryan. And from noon, from the start of the fourth round all the way through to the end of the draft, ESPN had Shakur Brown as like the best available player, and he never gets picked. He doesn't get drafted. The Steelers pick him up as an undrafted free agent, and then there's like no follow-up with how does a guy who it seems like the consensus was at a top, you know, 100 ranking, a corner, how does he go completely undrafted? Like, was there some kind of skeleton in his closet or something? Were you as bullish on this guy as some of the other draft Knicks?
So I'm looking, I'm checking my grades now. I had a late third round grade on him. So I was shocked too.
Wow.
When he went undrafted. And I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised to see the Steelers grab him. So he ran a 4.61, and that probably has something to do with it. His three cone was 7.08, which is lower quartile, and maybe that had some effect on that. But, man, the way he played, you didn't see any of those things. He was extremely physical. What was he, 5.10, I think. He played mostly outside, but he'll probably have to kick inside to the slot at that size. So I liked him a lot, and I was surprised at how much I liked him. And he was one of those smaller cornerbacks that you sometimes see and fall in love with. And he plays like he's much bigger. He reminded me a little bit of Trey Brown at Oklahoma, who actually did get drafted on day three, I believe, in that he's extremely physical at the line of scrimmage, throughout the route, at the catch point, but not to the point where he's getting flagged for it. So I was shocked that he wasn't drafted. Obviously, I had him going late in the third round. He didn't go at all. But it's funny, when you guys called, I was actually going through the list of undrafted free agents and seeing which ones I missed on. Mm-hmm. And it just reinforces, guys, that what the media thinks and hears isn't always in line with what NFL teams want to do. And I don't know why Brown didn't get drafted, but I will be digging around to find out.
Okay.
Ryan, please tell me that you are as excited as we are about the Husky punter with the booming leg that the Steelers used their seventh round and final pick in this draft on.
I love it so much. And the funny thing is I work with John Breach, whose dad was a longtime Bengals singer, Jim Breach, who's a fantastic guy. And John was ecstatic about the idea of the Bengals getting a kicker in the fifth round. And I said to him, you understand that the Steelers punter can eat Evan McPherson for breakfast. And, I mean, that's typically what he does. This guy, I love it. I love the fact that he's huge, that he sends a message. And he is only the third African-American punter, I believe, in NFL history. Should he make the roster? Which, we know about Richie Roby
back
in the day.
King from the Raiders.
That's exactly right. So that's another little fun fact there.
Cool.
But I'll be honest, I had to look him
Ryan,
up.
Ryan, he might have a better arm than Mason Rudolph. I watched him on one of those I watched him throw a touchdown on a fake punt, and it was a prettier spiral than half of what Ben was throwing last year.
Hey, maybe this is a Danny White situation, punter slash quarterback.
Okay.
Tom
okay.
Tupa.
Hey, so I'm Ryan. Oh, I was going to say, talk a little bit about the Buddy Johnson move, man. What type of ceiling do you see him having?
Buddy Johnson's fun, and it's funny, they went to that Texas A&M well a couple times, but that Buddy Johnson is sort of this new age, what we've seen these off-ball linebackers, 96 feet, about 229. I think he ran in the 4.5s, sub-4.6 range. Mm-hmm. The issue is downhill, he is legit. He gets off blocks pretty well, which is interesting for someone who's you know relatively small by traditional linebacker standards. The issue is in coverage. He's going to have to get better there. But here's the thing. Devin Bush is coming back. He's your coverage guy. He's your blitz guy. And Buddy Johnson does everything else, sort of like a smaller version of Vince Williams because he's 229. So I love the pick. I had him going like probably late fifth. He went late fourth, so no problem there. The Steelers clearly liked him, and he fills a huge need. And, you know, we were having conversations throughout the draft process, how soon would the Steelers be interested in a linebacker? Who would they take? And Buddy Johnson's name never came up. But, you know, you watch him play, and you get why he would be a Pittsburgh Steeler. And he's reportedly a fantastic leader, and that certainly goes a long way. And he'll certainly have to make his bones on special teams to begin his career. But you have some depth there as well, a linebacker.
At Ryan Wilson, CBS, make sure you continue to follow him and read him at CBSSports.com. He's already working on the 2022 NFL draft. Perfect.
Not even a joke, sadly.
I know.
Wow.
And I read it today, and I loved it. So this is a free shameless plug that you should go check it out. See who he has the Steelers picking in next year's first round, and then go binge watch The Mandalorian. How's that sound, Ryan?
That's a deal. Thank you, guys.
You're the man, Ryan. You're the best. We love
May
you.
May the fourth be with you.
Appreciate it.
See ya. Yep.
Oh, God. Malik Willis, quarterback, Liberty.
No, he'll
I already
be gone.
Read something about him. He'll be the guy that he's the Joe Burrow of this coming year's draft.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Terry Bradshaw ripping Aaron Rodgers like crazy, and one Pittsburgher is not going to stand for it. One Pittsburgher is pissed about it. You'll hear that next. Bob Grove next hour, Aditi Kinkabwala on the 5 o'clock hour. We're loaded. It's the PM team on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.